Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We, of course, would love to hear from you, so give us a call, 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're not calling us, you can social network with us. So if you are on Facebook, you can ask to join the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Shiny Mustache, Mr. J, will add you. Once again, if you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. Shiny Mustache, Mr. J, will add you. He loves adding people. It makes his mustache luster just a little bit brighter. That's my story. Anyway, if you any social network where you find Smooth Drama, add us. We'll add you back, and we can talk a taste on it. You can hit us on the gram. You can hit us pretty much any social network in existence, I think. Maybe. Maybe kind of. We take emails, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, we take them all. And after the show, we do like a 10-minute question and answer at the end of the show on the Smooth Drama site in the chat room. And if you're listening live, you want to jump into the chat room on Blog Talk, I always check y'all out. And you got any questions or something you want to discuss, I'm always open. Speaking of being open, you know what we haven't done, Brown Sugar?
What haven't we done?
A long time. We haven't done the Smooth Drama Drug of the Month.
Okay.
I found one. Xiaflex. Xiaflex is the Smooth Drama drug of the month. What does Xiaflex do? Whew. Xiaflex is supposed to help with Peyronie's disease. You know what Peyronie's disease is?
No, I was going to say, and what is that? That sounds not good.
Well, Peyronie's disease is a crooked penis syndrome. Yeah, they have an actual term for it. Supposedly, it's caused by repeated penile injury, typically during sex or physical activity.
Okay.
I always ask, like, what kind of sex are y'all having where you're like, it's like breaking it, making it curve?
I thought you were born that way, though. Well, I thought it was already that way.
Well, if you were born that way, that means that, you know, you have Peyronie's disease. So maybe you were injured in the womb. I don't know.
Okay, now you're opening a whole new can of worms for me, so I don't know.
Yeah, there's nothing like a can of worms, right? So,
I mean, I just, you know how you just think a certain way, or you just think you know a certain thing, and now you're exposing me to something, a new way of thinking about it. So,
well, okay. I thought
so what
it was
is the
fun.
medicine do? What does
Xiaflex is it's supposed to help you. It's supposed to help you heal. It uncrookets you, supposedly, allegedly. Now, of course, you know, these things don't come without side effects. For example, Xiaflex can cause penile fracture or corporal rupture or other serious injury to the penis. Receiving an injection of Xiaflex may cause damage to the tubes in your penis called the corpora. And after treatment with Xiaflex, one of these tubes may break during an erection. This is called corporal rupture or penile fracture and could require surgery to fix the area. And damage to your penis might not get better after a corporal rupture. Also, after treatment with Xiaflex, blood vessels in your penis may also break, causing blood to collect under the skin, hematoma, and this could require a procedure to drain the blood from under the skin. You can also have, or may include, a popping sound or sensation in an erect penis, sudden loss of the ability to maintain an erection, pain in your penis, purple bruising and swelling of your penis, and difficulty urinating or blood in the urine. Yep.
And see, I feel like if you're born with it already that way, you might as well just leave it that way. You've been doing fine all these years.
Yep.
So just leave
it. Yeah. Or if you're one of them people who you just want to be addicted to something, I would say stay away from Xiaflex.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't see how that is more beneficial.
I don't see it either. That whole, you had me at popping sound. So for your average person, you have a slight erection. The thought of a when you have an erection, it's not. That's not gangster.
No.
Exactly.
I think sex would be too stressful also.
Well, yeah. You know, that's a skeet of another dimension.
All right. Exactly.
I mean, I'll just say this whole conversation just made my penis shrink an inch.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Let's change it.
Yeah, we're going to leave this one alone. But
let's change it.
Yeah, so people out there listening, if you see that commercial for Xiaflex, turn it off. Don't do it. Because, you know, just a little slant to the side never hurt nobody.
No. She'll be all right.
Yeah.
Definitely. You might have to sit down if you have to use the potty. You maybe can't stand up, but that's okay too. Nothing wrong with sitting down while you use the bathroom.
Okay. On that note, we're going to go.
I'm just saying.
We're going to handle our dumbass of the week. All right. So, first, we have two dumbasses of the week. Both of them equally heinous in my eyes. First, there was Nike Air Max 97s. They're called the Jesus shoes. Supposedly, in this shoe, they have water from the River Jordan. And holy water. Well, water that was blessed by priests. And it has a crucifix inside of it so that you can walk on water like Jesus.
Mm.
Retail price, $1,400.
Mm.
And they sold out.
Wow.
They sold out.
People actually went and bought those shoes.
Yeah.
Or ordered them or however.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I guess if vampire was going to bite you on your foot, you'd be safe.
Well, you know, what's always amazing to me is how people will profit off of Christianity, but condemn it, and or know that Jesus didn't want to make a profit.
What you talking about, Ruth?
So, I'm just saying they'll use him to make a profit, and that's not what he was about.
So you don't think Jesus was selling that wine? Turn that water into wine and make a profit?
And then sell it? No.
No?
No. I mean, to be honest, I don't know how we would know what Jesus did, to be honest. I mean, we don't know. But if you believe what is in the Bible, or if you just believe what kind of person he was, no, he was not profiting from anything he was doing.
Well, we selling tennis shoes now. $1,400 pop.
Yeah.
Holy water, so you have blessed shoes, so you're walking on water like Jesus.
Hmm. For $1,400, awesome. I need to do more than that.
No, you actually, I'm guessing that you can go head on and walk on water. Just go to the beach.
Yeah, but I mean, how?
You'll never sink again.
But that's just not, I'm just not doing that, though. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? I'm just not doing that. I mean, I wouldn't do that anyway. I wouldn't wear tennis shoes to the beach, for one. I mean, I don't know. It's just ridiculous to me. So how come we haven't heard that anyone's walked on water? All the people that bought the shoes and they're sold out. And we haven't heard of anyone walking on the water.
Technically, they are walking on the water. It's inserted inside the shoe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you know
no,
how to
I thought they were saying that you can go to the lake and walk on the lake. You can go to a river and walk on the river.
No. You know those gels that they have in the shoes?
Yeah,
that,
the bubbles. Yeah, the bubbles.
Cushion. Yeah, inside those bubbles, they have the holy water.
Oh,
so you're walking
okay. So that's what they mean.
Yeah. And you got the crucifix underneath. So just in case you run across a vampire, you just flick your shoe up, show them. Hopefully you ain't worn it out. Back, you spawn of Satan. That's what we're talking about. But see, that's the first half of our dumbass of the week. Second half is a woman. She climbed into the Bronx Zoo exhibit to taunt the lion. Saturday, New York City Bronx Zoo. She climbed over the safety rail into the African lion exhibit. She was filmed standing in the exhibit near the lion with only a moat with a 14-foot drop separating them. And so the lion looked, took a couple steps like, you know I'm a fucking lion. Lion took a couple steps like, are you playing? You know, he's like looking at the cameras like, Should I tear into her? Should I just tear a hole in her ass?
No, she must really be crazy.
Yeah, but I mean, she's still dinner, right? He was looking like, you know what? I'm gonna let it go. And it was weird for him because it was a black woman, right? It's a first. I'm not saying it's the first, like, black folks ain't crazy, but this is the first time I done seen black folks picking on Danger like that. So we pick on Danger differently, right?
Gangbang,
ghetto, fabulous Danger. She hops in there and she's dancing. She starts busting the moves.
We're not into the wild animal thing.
Yeah, well,
we understand and respect the wild animals.
Yeah, well, apparently we got this woman who I'm like, look, I ain't advocating violence, but we can't let her be out there giving this back because it's like, so folks mimic that. I'm like, I can't have little black girls jumping into the lion exhibit, you know, because I saw the woman in New York do it, so I'm going to do it too, right? And what we got? We got little black girls jumping in, and not every lion is going to be like, you know what, I'm going to chill, I'm going to let this go. Some of them not going to let it go. Some of them going to tear your ass.
Some of them are hungry right then and there,
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I can't say. Because I think most little black girls' mothers have already told them before they got to the zoo that they better not act up. So, unless she's just a free spirit, I don't think there'll be too many little black girls jumping in a lion's cage.
Well, we apparently had a free spirit because this heifer hopped in there. You know what? Just gonna go on break. This is Ice Cube. What can I do?
In any country, prison is where society sends its failures. But in this country, society itself is failing.
Hell yeah!
You like me?
homeboy, while you at it, give me large fries and strawberry shake. Mac, cause this Mac here for block. Can I roll with you? What can I do? Now I'm on the run with the gun. And this fool I don't know. Pedal to the flow, swerving, curving all of the pigs. Just because they tryna split my wig. I'm in custody, LAPD. One more felony, strike number 3. 25 to life in cell block 2. It's true, that's what I gotta do. Ooh, to the ass.
Sugar. That was Ice Cube. What can I do? To the owl. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. Speaking of to the owl, what can I do? You've been watching this Donald Trump stuff?
No, not like I should be, no. It's just really hard for me to watch because I just feel like it's going to all be for nothing anyway. So.
Well, I mean, yeah. It's on the epic level at this point. So yet another person has quit. Rick Perry, former governor of Texas, and who was with the Department of Energy, and who was also involved with the Ukrainian mess. I mean, whew. So he was trying to block people from testifying, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's so many witnesses. I mean, we're in double digits at this point. So, I mean, if he's going to start killing witnesses, there's a lot of people that you got to coerce to be on the same plane together. Or it just going to look mysterious that everybody dies of a stomach ailment or a heart attack.
Yeah.
Or, mm-hmm. You know, lightning struck them or alligator broke into their house and ate them. I mean, It's so many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can't kill everybody. You're right.
Yeah. So what makes it bad is, so his guy, Mulvaney. You know you run through so many of them that you can like lose track of who they are. So. The latest guy, chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, he was like, he came out earlier in the day, say, hey, you know what? This is what we do all the time. We do that all the time with foreign policy, saying that... it would constitute a quid pro quo if the U.S. was withholding funding from Ukraine unless it agreed to do an investigation into the Democrats. You know, and he's like, yeah, we do that all the time. He said that earlier in the day. Then he came back. It's like, you know what? Once again, the media has decided to misconstrue my comments to advance a biased and political witch hunt against President Trump. And so, this is after he said he withheld foreign aid in order to get Ukraine's help in the U.S. election. Nope, nobody coerced him. He just kind of said it. Yeah. We do this all the time. Now,
yeah, what's the big deal?
Yeah, it's like, look, that's how we hold folks hostage. Look, we give you this money, but you got to get on your knees, baby. You know how the game goes.
That's true, basically.
I'm going to need you to handle some stuff for me. You know? Give Big Daddy a cough and bend over. That's what that is, right? We all know that it is bribe money. Like, I'm cutting you this check, but then what I say goes. Carry it point blank. It ain't even a discussion.
No.
So, after that, him saying that, and then you have, they try to blockade against impeachment. I mean, they didn't want anybody who was former staff to be able to, be a witness.
Yeah.
So right now, huh? Yeah. Right now they're saying that they had tried to block them, but obviously people have been, like I said, it's so many that I don't know what he's gonna do. I mean, they're just telling, yeah, he did that. Yeah, it's like they're co-signing on it. Yes, he did that. He didn't allow us to do the job. We had to make sure that he got what he wanted.
Yes, but do you think in the end that something is going to be done about it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. Yep. Yeah, I honestly think he's going to get impeached. See, because what he did was he did what Kennedy and Lincoln and all them found out. You don't mess with the intelligence community. Now, my sneaking suspicion was it started when he got rid of that first FBI director. Because these dudes, they know where all the bodies are.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you start messing with them, you start messing with their money and whatnot. So, for example, he pulled the troops out of Syria, right? And as soon as he pulled the troops out and he made that call to Erdogan and Turkey moved in and killed all the Kurds. Now, the funny thing that came out is Trump was like, you know what? This is like a fight on the playground. Sometimes you just got to let them fight, and then you just get between them. Only thing is, these are like bullets, right?
Yeah.
Kind of wiped out everybody.
Actual lives are being lost, so yeah.
Yeah, these aren't punches. They not out there wrestling. Like, all right, that's it. Round's over. Now, these are actual bullets. Homie went in there and they annexed parts of Syria for themselves. And so, there's no walking that back. And so they say they're at a ceasefire, but the Turkish government came out and was like, nah, this ain't no ceasefire. It's like, they have 120 hours to get to stepping. Then you got 5 days to get to stepping. If you are anywhere near any of the territory we want, we coming through. So he said it's temporary. They're giving them 5 days. Now, Trump and them are saying, nah, it's not 5 days. It's a ceasefire. But the Turkish people are like, nah, it ain't no ceasefire. We going in and kill everybody. If you there. So
that's just amazing to me.
Yep. And if that's not enough, there's also the fact that he's hooking himself up on the American people's dime. So there's next year's Group of Seven summit for leaders of major industrial nations. It's mm-hmm. going to be at his golf resort in Miami. Now, of course, his chief of staff, Mulvaney, you know, the dude I was just talking about the side mm-hmm. of his neck, he comes mm-hmm. out and said, yeah, it's that the Trump National Doral is the best place to host the summit, dismissing the concerns that he would personally profit by doing so. He says, there's no issue on him profiting on this in any way, shape, or form. This is by far and away the best choice. Yeah. Just, you know, he won't profit by having a whole bunch of people coming to stay at his hotel, at his resort. No, not going to profit at all.
So how is he not profiting? Because I can't imagine him even wanting that to happen if he's not going to make a profit. So.
I mean, the question is, has he done anything that he hasn't tried to make a profit off of?
No.
So, yeah, it kind of answers your question right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Put it out there, like, you know what? This is the best place, and I'm not even going to personally profit. You know, and he says he's fine with
That's
it.
That's amazing.
He's willing to take that. He's willing to take that heat. Cashing out. He know the end is near. I got to get mine before I'm gone. So he's out there making deals. He out there making deals. Like, what I got to do to get this money? And that's all he's doing. And it's funny because Trump's sons are talking about Biden's son making some money off his name, off his daddy's name. It's like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's kind of what you're doing. But, okay.
Exactly.
I mean, I wish my daddy was famous enough so I can go make some money off his name, too. Pops, what you doing?
Right.
Selling me out. Anyway. What? So yeah. So that was my segment. What are white people doing in the world? Fighting over the scrap. What? You getting some money somewhere and I can't get a taste? It's pretty much what's happening. So, yeah.
I can see that issue.
You can see that issue?
I mean, you know. Well, you call it colonialism and I call it privilege. So.
Yeah. I'm just going to stay stuck on colonialism.
Yeah.
We don't need no new words. Don't need no
new
words.
You know, but privilege, you can say privilege and it not necessarily offend people. But if you say it to, you know, not everybody understands colonialism. So, you know, privilege, everybody understands that.
All right. Well, I mean, if you don't understand it, most people are attached to their phone or have a computer or
a
tablet.
You can look it up by all means. You know, I love Google. That's my best friend. I'm Googling something all day long. So, yes, I encourage people to Google. I'm just, you know, speaking from a point of view of a person who, you know, I don't want to say ignorant person, you know, but, yeah, they're ignorant. So they don't know.
Yeah, I mean, but, see, that's why I say you have Google. You can just Google it. Let's see. We calling it white privilege. We try and change these names, make it all sound better. But no, it's colonialism. And speaking of colonialism, we got our hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. So, colonialism, hater of the week, all that. San Antonio police officer searching black woman, Natalie Sims, for illegal drugs, told her to spread her legs on the side of San Antonio street. And to her shock, they shined the flashlight into her underwear, reached in and pulled out her tampon.
Oh my God.
So, yep. So they approved a $205,000 payout to her after she said in the suit that the city had violated her constitutional rights and that the officer had conducted a vaginal cavity examination in public with male officers nearby.
What the heck?
You that's a special kind of hate when you pulling the tampon out. You're doing...
Can't even imagine even being on either end of that situation. Like, I can't imagine that.
Yeah, it's gross on all sides. Because it's a gross violation of someone. And at the same time, you're going through somebody's bloody...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just to be that woman, like the emotional trauma.
Yeah.
Like that is traumatic. Wow.
That it is. You know? And I mean, once again, you start talking about violations and being violated and somebody enforcing themselves on you. Yeah. Defying nothing. And I'm guessing that they don't even think it's a big deal.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Vaginal search on your period. They pull your tampon out. They find nothing. Go about their day. Because it's not that big of a deal. Hey, well, you'll get over it. Because that's how we have to deal with it after the fact.
Yeah.
We don't know how to
react to that either. Like, I'm sure she didn't even think that that was going to happen. Like, that would be the furthest thought from her mind.
Yeah. I don't think anybody is thinking that. I mean, I guess we have to stop.
Well, you know how sometimes you can kind of gauge people and kind of know what they're going to do, so maybe you can stop them or you can say something, put your hand up, something. But for that, she probably was just stuck. Like, I don't know what to do in this situation.
Well, yeah, I'm guessing it's the first that she has somebody remove her tampon.
Yes.
That's not an everyday occurrence.
No.
Yeah.
That's not even an every year occurrence unless you're at the hospital.
Yeah, but
I can't imagine.
Right. So we're talking about officers in the immortal words of Robin Harris of the goddamn law digging in your underwear. Looking for what ain't there. You know, because obviously she fit the description, black woman, suspect. You know, obviously she's a drug dealer because she's a black woman. comes with the territory.
You know, yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, black man drug dealer, black woman drug dealer. It's kind of where we at. They're showing we're going into your underwear, looking for them drugs. You don't find it. All right. Well, that was depressing enough. We're going to go on break
here.
Yeah,
that was kind of like, wow, okay.
Yeah, this is Lil Brother. Sincerely yours.
Oh, man, my bad I missed you, bro. I missed you, man. But I'll see you later. Keep it moving. Stay up. One. Hop. All right, so.
Every lifetime is a lesson. This is what I find. No matter who you are.
It don't matter. Time to come up, baby. Come on. Whatever. Yeah.
I walk with the swag of a letter man. No amateur here, I'm a veteran. You couldn't find many more who was better than Big Pooh when he rocking the mic. No games, no hype, this mind is skills. Pure determination and a heart full of will. My nigga take a low, held me down for real. But it's time now for me to ante up on the bills. Cause at the point when we signed our deal, I was 3 years young, now I'm 5+ some. Right to the beat of Knife's wonderful drum, overhauled by the snare and the bass line. It's face time, commentators, they deface my place. I pick up the pace cause I belong here. Marathon man, outlasting the chariot. I got a bone to pick and about to bury it. Letter goes out to whoever want to read it. Please share it with the world cause I won't repeat it. Believe me, I know who all need it. So for you, I wrote this letter. Check it out. I woke up with an appeal for me. It's like the feeling came over me. Cause right here where I'm supposed to be. So for you, I wrote this letter. I awoke with a lot on my chest, and every breath that I took, it wasn't getting any better, be. I swear, some niggas wish they could replace me. No bullshit, I watched the rumors chase me. Till they had me in the corner. I'm on my back against the wall, yo, I thought I was a goner. I let the pressure get the best of. I let words make a mess of the blast of my pride, but I refuse to hide behind silence and smiles. It's been a while, so you hearing me now. Remember every foul comment that you motherfuckers spoke well. I rock kill niggas now, no joke. This is no hoax. Back to bench scrubs like your main folks. Coast to coast, please put up a toast. For the most slept on, better open up your eyes for your ass get crept on. This letter goes out to whoever want to read it. Please share it with the world, cause I won't repeat it. Believe me, I know you are needed. So for you, I wrote this letter. Check it out. I woke up with an appeal for me. It's like the feeling came over me. Cause right here where I'm supposed to be. So for you, I wrote this letter.
Together you got to move. Drummer, smooth.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Lil Brother. Sincerely yours. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, Brown Sugar, black woman that you are. I know you saw this. It's one of the most trifling things that could happen. And, you know, it's how I start off this Groundhog Day here.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So, we have the black woman, Atiana Jefferson, killed in her house. Playing video games. Apparently, playing video games in the comfort of your home is also something that you can't do while being black. Yeah, we know the story. The brother next door saw the door was open. It was like he called the non-emergency welfare check line. So, obviously, that means that you go there and you shoot to kill somebody inside their house. Because, well, they're in their house. It's like, so, you know, we know Botham Jean got killed. She got 10 years, and all the hugs and love and praise and sorrow for killing a dude in his house. And then this next week, we have this, where in her home, I mean, and the video is up where he doesn't even identify himself as an officer or anything. He just looks through the window and starts shooting in the house. Then knock on the door. Hey, it's the police. Is everything okay? Like would normally happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would think that that would normally happen. But I guess, you know, black women, well, it's black people. I'm not even going to go through the whole stratifying, oh, yeah, we're black women because they're pulling the tampons out and they're shooting you in your house. If men had tampons, the black men had tampons, they pulled tampons out on us too. It's another terrible thing. Where you get tired of talking about it. I mean, it makes my heart hurt. I mean, my heart hurts. Because it's like somebody else killed by the police needlessly. For doing nothing. Because once again, we're not talking about criminals. Nobody robbing the bank. You know, at least be stealing the candy bar running away. Something. Playing video games in the house. In my house. I mean, so I'm like, so now it's like, anytime I'm reading or drawing in my house, I'm in the danger zone. The cops can just look
at me. Yeah,
another
thing. Another thing you can't do while being black.
You
can't be
just
in your own house.
In your own house. So,
mm-mm.
I mean, the question is, so what do we do? Where do we go? You know. It's a very unsatisfying feeling to even have to talk about this. It's bad.
It's heartbreaking. I don't know. There's no words for it anymore. There's nothing more that can be said about it.
All right. So I guess we talked about, you know, we say we need that positive spin. Former Golden State Warrior, former Dallas Maverick, and now currently Sacramento King forward, Harrison Barnes. And Malik Jackson of the Philadelphia Eagles, they're paying for the funeral.
Huh.
this dude, Dean, Aaron Dean, he has resigned. He was arrested and charged with murder, but he's been released on a $200,000 bond. I'm like, isn't he a danger to society, to himself? But then you start thinking, well, he only killed a black person, so it's not that big a deal in the eyes of the world. We talk about disparities, right? Because I remember, and it's just, we start talking about nonviolent offenses and violent offenses. Felicity Huffman, got 14 days for all that they did in lying and getting their kids into college. Effectively pushing somebody else more deserving out of the spot, right? Whereas the black woman in Ohio, remember, she got 3 years for lying about her address and allowing her kid to go to middle school. Three years. 14 days. Now, we know people with money will get over whatnot, right? But it just seems to me like retroactively, if Felicity Huffman can get 14 days and this other one, she'll probably get like 3 weeks to a month. Shouldn't the black woman just be automatically, they say, you know what? Just on GP, we just gonna free you. You wasn't
you
that
would
bad.
Think.
Even though we know it's not gonna happen.
That's the good behavior part.
Yeah. Good behavior for wanting to help your kid out. I mean, because we know that's what Felicity Huffman and them were doing. We looking out for our kids because that's how the game is played, right? We give a little money, our kid gets in, we use that to our advantage. That's what happens. It's the American way. So we don't argue that point. Yeah, the argument is in the disparity of sentencing. Major criminal and major crime, changing your address. Not bribing anybody. Not intentionally lying about things and, you know, essentially taking somebody's spot. It's just, hey, I live in this neighborhood. Using a relative's address. 3 years. And so then we start talking about what happens here when it comes to death dealing. I mean, we have people who are killing black people at an inordinate rate, and they're not even criminals.
Nope, and nobody says anything.
Yeah, it's not criminals. And so, yes, I know you say I'm not supposed to wish bad stuff on these people, right?
No, you're not.
I'm not supposed to, right? I hear that.
No, and because you already know what you put out there, it comes back to you. You already know that, so.
Yes, I know. Oh, man. I don't know. So, speaking of putting some stuff out there, there's a white woman who got into a little trouble because she wore a shirt on Monday, and so her shirt said Christopher Columbus was a murderer. And so, you know, people are upset because he's a hero, right? Christopher Crispo, a.k.a. Christopher Columbus. He discovered America and all that other stuff. That's the lie we told. So, I mean, one, people get mad at you for telling the truth about the lie first. And then just telling the truth about the guy. I mean, it's, well, it ain't common knowledge. But if you do just that whole Google search we were talking about, you do a Google search, you'll see that he was a slave trader for 30 years before Queen Isabella even stepped to him. He was dealing in misery for a long time. And so wherever he showed up, murder, rape, and pillage happened. So T-shirt was right. Shout out to Emma Howland Bolton, who's a fifth grade teacher in Detroit public schools community. She wore the sweatshirt that read Columbus was a murderer, and folks have just lost their mind. Like, how dare you tell the truth?
I was going to say, like, they don't already know.
Well, I mean, they know, but see, we're supposed to forget that, right? It's just supposed to let that go. You know, because the words that they used in the article, they were saying that, you know, yes, he made some mistakes, but this is about us being better, and us all being better. So we can celebrate Columbus Day, but be better. It's always funny how we're celebrating murderers. Inhumane people. And we're supposed to be cool with it. And we're supposed to be able to deal with it in a positive fashion.
Yeah.
Hey, it's just the murder of your people. I mean, you know, they're talking about resentencing the DC sniper, right? I'm guessing that if black folks were talking about celebrating the DC sniper, white folks would probably not celebrate. I'm going to take a guess, Brown Sugar. No one would be co-signing on that. We would probably be vilified for celebrating a murderer, right? No, he murdered black folks Monday through white folks Monday through Friday. Rested on the weekend. He was biblical with it. If we celebrated him, had a holiday for him, I'm going to guess it would not go well. It would not go off well. But that's what we're talking about here. Hypocrisy at its finest. And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, I am Mr. F the N Word, and this is another Smooth Drama production. We're out. Peace.
Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama. He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.